The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Well, hey, everybody. It's that time of year again. It's time for the Cherry Blossom Festival in Washington, D.C. And now brought to you as a public service by the Michael Mary Show, the entire crew is going to lay out some of the Cherry Blossom fun facts. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
Did you know, Mike, it's been 100 years since we received these cherry blossom trees as a gift from the great country of Japan?
That's a fun fact, Rob.
It is, and this year we really have star power.
What was that?
I say this year we really have star power.
Oh, yeah, tell us about that star power, Oscar Santana.
Kids take charge during family days. From hands-on activities, performances, and the issuance of the Cherry Blossom Centennial Forever stamps.
I forgot that Oscar can't read. Buzz, tell us some more fun facts.
Well, Mike, the City in Bloom, presented by Capital One Bank, energizes and unites the region.
Thank you. Mark Roddick, how about some more fun facts for the Cherry Blossom Festival?
The National Cherry Blossom Festival, nationally syndicated for the first time, steps off of April 14th from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m.
That's two of the young guys on our show can't read at all.
No.
Rob Spiewak, what are some other fun facts?
Did you know that cherry blossom petals are the main ingredient in soy sauce? It's true.
Oscar, got any more fun facts for us?
Delicious cuisine and cocktails. Over 90 restaurants offering festival-inspired menu items as part of Cherry Picks.
Buzz Burbank.
Yes, but this year's fireworks are from Nagaoka, Japan, a city renowned for its two-day fireworks display.
How about more facts, Mark Roddick?
The festival in Photo DC's photo contest wants to be the best snapshots of the festival and win cash prizes and national exposure.
He can't read. Rob Spiewak.
Did you know that Harry Truman loved the cherry blossoms and in 1947 actually painted the White House pink?
Rob, I believe there's someone at the door.
Look who's here. It's the captain of the ship Orca, the late Captain Quint.
They're all such a bunch of candy asses.
My Quint.
They're all popping off about flowers for you, bunch of pussies.
It's 100 years of blossoms.
I don't give a rat's ass. They'll all be dead on the sidewalk in a matter of hours. I think you all suck. I hate your cherry blossoms.
Do you celebrate Shark Week?
That's what I care about. I'm tired of taking your crap. Screw your blossoms. I say die. Die, no. Cherry blossoms. No. And everybody associated with them.
Hey, thanks for coming by.
Yeah. Not a bad record for this vicinity.
You can listen to the Michael Mary Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
My answer is I don't have the first damn clue. I'm an educated man, but I'm afraid I can't speak intelligently about the travel habits of William Santiago. Now, are these really the questions that I was called here to answer? Phone calls and foot lockers. Please tell me that you have something more, Lieutenant. These two Marines are on trial for their lives. Please tell me that their lawyer hasn't pinned their hopes to a phone bill. Do you have any other questions for me, Counselor? Thanks, Danny. I love Washington.
Excuse me. I'm not through with my examination. Sit down.
Colonel.
What's that?
I'd appreciate if he would address me as Colonel or Sir. I believe I've earned it.
Defense counsel will address the witness as Colonel or Sir.
I don't know what the hell kind of unit you're running here.
And the witness will address this court as Judge or Your Honor. I'm quite certain I've earned it. Take your seat, Colonel.
What do you want to discuss now? My favorite color?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike O'Mara,
Buzz Burbank,
Rob Spiewak,
Oscar Santana,
and now from his couch, here's Mike.
Live from...
Oh, I'm not going to do
that. Sorry about that. Live from the Cappy Viper Studios, this is America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah.
We're downloaded more than 12 and a half million times and heard in 149 countries worldwide. Yes, you can call us.
No.
If you have something. 718-506-1625. It is Tuesday, March 20, 2012. Yes, I know, Rob. You have to have something.
We covered that.
And, you know, don't call with any cherry blossom fun facts. We've got those.
They're covered.
Yeah, I hate the Cherry Blossom Festival. Anyway, our show
Who would ever go to that?
Our show is brought to you by Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. It seems like once a month, I have to gently remind each and every one of you that you need to jump on this Amazon bandwagon. If you want to help the show in the best possible way you can on a regular basis, you go to our page before you do your online shopping at Amazon, Oscar Santana.
Something I've mentioned in the past, but I actually hadn't practiced. I walked down to my HR department. They order all the office supplies. And I said, what do you guys buy? She goes, well, we just make a run to Staples. And I said, well, you should probably just buy them through Amazon. They're probably cheaper. And now you don't have to go and
have
pick them up.
Have them delivered. Right. Sure.
And she went on there and I showed her. She actually did the price match. And because there's so many things on the web, they're cheaper on the web. And we have Amazon Prime at work.
Yep.
So she does free delivery, one. Yep. And two, she just goes through our banner and takes care of everything.
Yeah, it's the banner.
It's awesome.
That's brilliant. Everybody needs to do
that. Yeah, please help us with that. Yeah. And it really, you know, that's how we keep this show chugging along. And, you know, we discovered this quite by accident. I mean, it really was what we called an affiliate program, which for a show like ours, you know, we thought that perhaps it would be something good, but we didn't know it would develop into a real engine, financial engine for the show.
And there's special news today in boldface type.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Today, Amazon is offering $10 gift cards for just $5 through its daily deal website, Amazon Local.
How about that?
Now, that's a new thing they're doing at Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think
Groupon,
a lot of people get emails from them, but you know, you can go local, and you know, just an amazing business model. I mean, it really is.
I wasn't today excited only. About that until I found out it was in bold type. Now I can't wait to buy something.
That means it's important.
Please, so that's all. That's my speech. You save money and support the show when
you
shop through MikeO'MaraShow.com. It was funny when we were planning our little stupid bit at the beginning of the show about the cherry blossom.
That was planned?
It was Oscar came in and said, you know, right away he said, well, I'm going. The cherry blossoms to me are everything that DC is. You know, and I hate to slam a town that I've lived in for 30 years, but I will tell you, you know, I want more good stuff in D.C., which for me is more sex, booze, and food.
Yeah.
Right.
But I don't get it.
Even if we have to cut down cherry trees to make it happen.
The museums, the Smithsonian, the culture.
Don't go.
Yeah.
Mow
don't
them
visit them. Don't like them. When I'm driving to a hockey game and I see those people that are going to the museums, I want to run them down.
Losers.
Have you been to the International Spy Museum?
I have. Yes.
Did you like it?
I heard
it
sucked.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
It sucked ass.
Oh, no.
Of course.
What about
it was fine.
Udvar Hazy Air and Space Museum, Red Wood Street?
Been there.
Yeah.
Loved it?
It's okay.
Oh, no.
But isn't that
no,
isn't
you're
that
not a museum
County?
Guy. I'm not a museum person.
Yeah.
We have the greatest museums.
We do.
In the world.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to get into a whole museum thing.
Okay.
But I am going to get into creating all of this frenzy around some
ding
flowers.
Right.
I am sorry. Flowers that incidentally, this is the first year because we've had this unbelievably warm winter where the flowers are here, you know, and they're all blooming right on time.
Yeah.
Normally, you know, it's 20 degrees and they fall on the ground dead and 2 days. Oh,
of course.
It's going to be a bad day with the cherry blossoms.
I think I know why Oscar is excited about the cherry blossoms.
Yeah. Why is that?
He was told to be. Shannon,
WQXI. That's right. I understand that your girlfriend, Shannon, told you she wants to come to town and see the cherry blossoms.
You know what? Sometimes it takes a long time to walk around the tidal basin. You might want to bring a snack.
You know, you're doing your puker and you're not doing your Shannon.
You're right.
You got
that wasn't Shannon. That wasn't Shannon.
Minus two.
You are doing a different thing entirely. I'd like to get you back on track.
Okay, let's start again.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. Back on track.
Shannon.
Hey, look at those buds bursting. It's cherry blossom time.
What a great time to walk the tidal basin.
Boy, it seems to me that viewing all of these fabulous blossoms has made my mouth a bit dry.
I wish I had something to suck on.
How about a lifesaver?
Sure, well, but what flavor?
Peppermint.
Wintergreen.
And traditional five flavor.
Shannon in the morning.
Including cherry.
Thank you.
Hey,
but nice, you know, nice he touch. Brought up that Shannon wanted to go see the blossoms, and you know, when Carrie and I were, I believe, dating,
yes,
I was told that I had to go see the cherry blossoms.
Really?
And yeah. Here's what I took away from it. They don't smell good. They have no odor whatsoever.
Right, right.
And if you break a small twig off the cherry blossom tree, yeah. An officer from the federal government will tell you.
You go to prison.
Hey, don't do that.
It's hard time.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be
don't
funny?
Don't do that.
Wouldn't it be funny? No, I'm not going to suggest this. You know, even though we're not on the radio anymore, I sometimes edit my thoughts. Mm-hmm. But I just think it would be very funny if somebody got out of a pickup truck and fired up a chainsaw. just ran it a little bit and said, going to cut him down. What's that?
I don't normally read other people's texts, but let me do this conversation.
Okay.
Shannon says, hi. Can we go see the cherry blossoms? I've never been.
Oh, God.
And Oscar says, yes, you're inside my head. That is what I had in mind for Saturday, smiley face emoticon. And she said, perfect.
Oh, young love. Young love down by the tidal basin.
Yeah, he's still trying, isn't he? Right.
And incidentally, you know why they call it a tidal basin?
Why?
Because it's like a toilet there if we get too much rain.
That's right.
And it overflows. And the toilet overflows, and everything's under friggin' water down there.
It's a basin.
And it smells like ass. That's what it was.
You never took your kids down there?
To see the blossoms?
Yes.
No, if I want to see a cherry blossom, I got a neighbor two doors down.
In the neighborhood.
There, go over, stand in his yard, look at the flower.
When I was a child, my father used to take me and my family to the parade, and we'd watch the parade.
Oh,
go
I
by
forgot
and,
there's a parade.
Yes,
I love a good parade. Oh, I love a parade.
Yeah,
of course you do.
I love parades though.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I've never been to the cherry blossom.
It's fun.
How
nice.
Is the parade? Is they have
it's
like
great. Yeah.
Asian
great.
Babes.
It's big.
Asian babes?
Well,
of course.
No, they've got every culture represented.
Yes,
they have bagpipes.
Right. Yeah.
You guys
everything.
Might be, after that just incredibly definitive start to the show, where I'm railing against the cherry blossoms, now I might be
oh,
softening my position.
It's going to be a great parade, Mike, because there'll be lots of parking, and it'll be easy to see everything.
You're railing against the herd mentality that exists here in Washington, D.C., and how this event represents all of that.
It's not that as much as what it is yes, it's the herd mentality, but I'm railing against the lack of cool stuff to do in
well,
D.C.
Well, that too. That's
I
it,
would
but
like
that's
you,
a separate.
You know what would make me, you know, I like more just cool stuff.
Yeah, well, agreed.
In the suburban areas.
Like,
right.
What if we replace the International Spy Museum with a casino?
Yes. Mm. Thank you.
Nice.
Spy casino. Casino Royale.
I know that I have skeezy, scuzzy tastes.
No,
I really
no
do,
you don't.
As I'm wearing my Bunny Ranch t-shirt today. I will tell you.
No,
classy.
It really, yeah, I'm a classy dude.
The last time I got into a museum in D.C., I mean, and I've got kids that would love to go to the Air and Space, the American history. The last time I actually broached the district is when they had an Elvis exhibit at the museum.
Well, of course.
It takes something like that to get me to go in there because D.C. sucks to navigate, to park, to have to deal with, everything.
My tastes in cities
all
will
true.
Tell you why I probably am living in the wrong city. My favorite cities are not necessarily in any
right.
order.
Manassas.
But I will lay, no, stop it. I will. These are my favorite cities. Las Vegas.
It's a good one.
Miami.
Yes.
Nice.
New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And New York.
Nice.
And I know the common thread.
They're
these
grown-ups.
Are all cities that allow grown-ups to be grown-ups.
That's exactly
true.
What it
yeah.
is. And I think here it's just like, oh, okay, look at that flower. Mm-hmm. Oh, don't put that cigarette butt out there. You know,
well,
it's
we're
like,
also
you know,
so far away from everything.
We are. We're following. It takes us 2 hours to get to the ocean, which is very frustrating.
Even when
for
you're
me.
Close, you're far away because of the traffic.
And incidentally, 2 hours, I'm probably being generous. Let's be more like 3 hours.
Yes.
Three and a half.
You can always swim in the Potomac.
Incidentally, speaking of that, I gotta go. Speaking of the ocean and the beach, I've got to read a.
Do you call it the ocean or the beach? The ocean is very Baltimore.
Or shore, the shore.
I don't call it the shore.
I call it the beach.
The
right?
beach.
Yeah, in New England,
we called it the beach.
Yeah, right?
We go down, and it was incidentally an hour to get down to Missquamicut, which was a great Indian name for our favorite beach. It was
means,
great.
It yeah. means the tidal basin is rising.
It means gambling.
Let me
land of two waters.
All right, let me go into. Let me go into my Facebook messages here.
I think our families just were going to the shore.
Have a great story.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think
what,
so.
What, are you from Jersey?
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say that's like a Northeast
thing.
Oh,
that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, that makes
I really
sense.
Hope that I can pull this up and find it.
It's all right.
We all do.
What, speaking of the beach, doctor, hey.
After a tease like that.
We talked about the beach houses. That's still in the works.
Yeah, it's still in the works. Wow. Absolutely, yeah. Cool. Well, the big thing is coordinating it to where we find sponsors that can help us out and reserving it at the same time.
Do you think we could get our beach house during the cherry blossom time?
Sure.
I love going to the shore.
There's
the
so much going on. I mean, it's getting crazy, and I really I want to make sure we promote everything properly. And you know, before we've even gotten it laid out, perhaps this will motivate all of us to do this. This comes from a lovely lady named Jessica.
Oh well,
I'm Rabbit.
I'm listening.
Jessica Rabbit. Nothing. All right.
I love the podcast. I listen to you guys with my husband while we make dinner. We often prefer to catch an hour or two of your show in lieu of TV most evenings.
Very nice compliment.
It really is. I bought tickets for the live show when they went on sale, and when you gave the green light for the fancy attire, I started searching the interwebs for the perfect cocktail dress for the occasion.
A woman searching.
See attached. It's a picture of a model in a cocktail dress.
Heavens.
Wow.
Oh.
Put that in there for your viewing pleasure. Suggestions are welcome. It's like a sexy dress website.
We've got suggestions.
I'm working on my husband to wear something other than jeans, so any guilt you can lay on the fellas out there for letting their ladies do all the work of looking good at the state would be much appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll do that for you, Jessica. Hey, hubbies, dress up. Go on. Thanks.
So the women will.
However, my motivation for writing this message is far more selfish. I'm a Virginia girl with a summer birthday best spent on the beaches of North Carolina. I guess Maryland and Delaware have nice beaches too, but I wouldn't know because I've never been. I've snorkeled in Hawaii, sipped wine overlooking the black beaches of Chile.
Played ping pong and ding ding.
Say, is that a snorkel?
And swum naked in the Mediterranean.
Wow.
But I fail to see the appeal of Ocean City or Rehoboth. We will be in the Emerald Isle Atlantic Beach Moorhead City area for our 4th of July.
I'm in favor of that.
Oh, yeah, I like
Moorhead. I would consider finding a condo somewhere else in the Outer Banks for the second week of July if there's a chance we could be TMOS hangers-on at an event or something I love. I know how laid back and less crowded the Outer Banks and Crystal Coast beaches are. But I guess Oscar is right.
We have never played that entire music.
No.
But I guess Oscar is right when he said the Maryland and Delaware beaches are closer to the bulk of your fan base. So if your heart is set on the northern shore, let me know when and where. The ski weekend will be next winter, and we'll see you there.
Oh,
bunnies.
Thanks for the entertainment and for putting yourself out there for my amusement each day. You guys rock. Jessica.
Nice.
I thought that was nice. So,
it is nice.
Sorry, we're going to the Outer Banks.
Yes, we are.
Anyway.
Skiing, apparently.
Yeah, it'll be six on one.
I've got so many plates on Mark's, right now. There's so many plates going
on. His table?
On his table.
And you've set a Seder with many plates.
And it's, so here's the way we're doing it. It's going to go like this. We got the State Theater show in 2 weeks.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then it's on to the motorcycle ride for Fisher House, which is the second Saturday in June.
June 9th, right. Yes.
If you are, yes. I think it's June 9th.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If you're a motorcycle rider, mark that on your calendar. That's what we do. And then I believe the next order of business will be the beach house.
That's going to be the focus.
And then I'm going to be reporting live from Sturgis for a week.
That's busy summer.
And then, in between. No, actually, it'd probably be the beach house before that. Because before, if we can pull off the beach house in July.
Right.
Are you okay?
Well, I'm just trying to keep up.
Yeah, we all are.
I look at him.
What does Daddy
Mark's
want?
Mark's over there going, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever you want, Mike. That's what I'm looking at a very busy travel summer.
Clearly.
So,
and then Thanksgiving.
Well, no, you skipped over the West Coast.
I'm kidding.
We're going to make an effort to do a live show on the West Coast.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that'd be a blast.
That's going to take some doing, too. All these things are doing.
They need sponsors.
Just keep track of all that. And anybody that wants to, send us a little message, give us a little help.
Sure.
We would certainly appreciate that as well. So
hold our hands.
I didn't even mention what's on the show today. I got a theory about my favorite hockey team. I will share that with you. The
Mighty
Ride
Ducks.
For the House. I already mentioned that. So we're covered with that one.
Right.
Is anybody on Yahoo? Is anybody on Yahoo Messenger? Am I the only one?
Yes.
That you're the only one. To help me. Well, what kind of mail do you guys all have?
Gmail.
Gmail? Yeah. You're all Gmailers?
No, I'm Comcast.
Oh, you're Comcast.
Yeah. Cox and...
That's the dark age.
Well, he's old-timey.
What old-timey the hell?
Microsoft
Outlook. Doesn't that sound old-timey?
I'm using AOL.
I'm not using AOL. I'm using the same email address that I've used. Yes, I have used dial-up. Have fun at the Cherry Blossom. You want to talk about old-time? Go look at Flowers.
I'll bet my Cox is faster than yours.
You know, isolate what he just said because he didn't say Cox's.
I think he's fine. He's old school too. I didn't want to change my email address. I like that I've had the same email address.
Well,
for
I'm
a
getting
long time.
Something weird now when I'm surfing my mail.
Yeah.
And I'm going through my mail. There's a little thing that pops up. Do you want to be part
the
of
the messenger?
Yes.
Yes.
Annoying. Leave me alone.
Annoying.
I don't need a record of.
I have Yahoo Messenger, I think. Yeah.
I like all of my emails individually. I don't like them grouped together. Mm. I don't need your help. This speaks to a lot of our technology, like autocorrect. When I'm sending a text, I don't need you to turn, hey, buddy, into, boudoir or whatever frig you want to do. Stop technology. Stop. If I want autocorrect, I'll ask for it.
I have big autocorrect. But what it does is it changes all the spellings in my racial slur.
I have a theory. Mm-hmm. What it is this technology trying to prop up people as, we had a classic example in the opening vignette.
Yes.
The youngest members of our crew cannot read.
English is my second language.
I understand. I give you a free pass. Yeah, but it's
maybe
generational.
Even third.
It's generational because Mark had the same issues.
I wish I could read. Oscar.
I sang that all day yesterday.
It's not too catchy.
not at all. It sucks. Well,
Buzz said a dirty word.
Hey, you know what? I can send it to you on my Comcast account.
Hopefully Steve Bridges won't mind. Did anyone see the picture of Steve on Facebook?
Yeah, several.
From 1970?
Yeah, he's several. Posted a lot of older photos.
Studly Steve Bridges, good looking, big shock of black hair. Steve,
really?
He looked good.
Yeah.
He looked really handsome.
He does. I love.
I wrote Steve Bridges, stud muffin. Uh-huh. It was a 1970 photo that, and he looked, he looked totally different, but I mean, he really had the big head of hair.
I'll tell you what he looks like. He looks like a disc jockey. He looks like they went into a lab and used test tubes and bred a disc jockey.
Well, there are certain pictures that I don't know who are in these pictures.
Yeah,
and then
me too.
And it's hard to tell whether it's Steve, but then there's the one that where he's got the big black sideburns and he's at a microphone and he's a good looking man. My question is twofold.
Okay.
Here we go.
Number one, where did that take place? I guess 1970.
Do we want to call and ask him?
No,
I'm sure he's on the air.
Absolutely not. Really?
Yeah.
You compliment him on his looks?
Couldn't hurt.
Again, we can do that.
For those not in the know,
yes.
If people are just joining us, yes. Steve Bridges is the owner and really the program director.
Of our only radio affiliate.
General manager.
And anyone listening to me organize the show would say, well, you deserve only one affiliate.
But they are our favorite.
They are. They're great.
And, Steve is an older gentleman and white-haired and balding. And this is a picture from 1970 that I wrote it down here. Stud Muffin, Steve Bridges, from the 1970 photo. Right. I said, so it would be good to talk to Steve. The other thing I wanted to talk about on today's show was a news story that came out earlier today, and I just want to say I'm all in on this.
Yeah.
The question was asked. I didn't even watch the news story. The question was asked on the Today Show this morning, should a strip club be able to donate to a Little League team? And I say, yes.
I say it has to do with how if they can't have some sort of graphic logo on the uniform, but if their money is green, I say
their money's green.
Do it.
Right. Get the kids in some new uniforms.
Right. I don't want to see the silhouette of the female form.
I would actually love to see. How about a total strip club Little League division?
What was
where the teams are sponsored by strip
eliminate
clubs.
The children and just have strippers play?
Well, what was the beef? Is that they had their logo on or somewhere around the Little League field?
Perhaps that's what
team needed uniforms. They needed money. Strip club offered to donate. Yes. Team rejected the money.
Right.
Mm. What's the matter with you, Tommy?
It's like a Sopranos on the A&E channel.
What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you?
Hello, is this Steve Bridges and Tommy Lang?
Yes, it is.
We are live recording our program from Manassas, Virginia. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, how are you?
Always a pleasure.
This has been a very trying day here because we lost the cable out at the at our studios, and we had to Skype in Cannon from our weather guy in Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, how Cannon on now for the bulk of our listeners that might not be out in Iowa, I should share that these two stellar broadcasters, a large part of their morning ritual is putting on the television and watching a detective show from the 1920s called Cannon.
Yes.
And the top station in the market.
That's right. And you're number one rated, have been for a long time. Now, before we continue here, boys, let me get this out of the way. I want to publicly apologize to Tommy Lang for being mean to him. Ooh, I was mean. I was mean to Tommy.
Sorry.
It was way back when. It was back when they were doing the what were we doing, Rob?
The viewing party.
The viewing party for the Oscars.
Right. Right.
And I couldn't have been meaner to Tommy. And Tommy.
Oscars.
Let me say, Tommy, from the bottom of my heart, I was in a tamponny mood that night, and so publicly to all of your listeners in Iowa. Mea culpa, mea culpa. I am so, so sorry.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I really had completely forgotten it, but...
now it's a fresh wound again.
Now you remember that. I've opened it up again.
Yeah. I've opened it up. I guess we could find out later, but what brought it up again?
It's
been on his mind.
It's been on my mind, and I'm calling you, and this is the first time we've spoken since that time, and I know I apologized on the show before here and maybe dropped you a line or something, but I wanted to say it publicly because I am riddled with Irish guilt at all times, Tommy. That's
well,
the way I
will say that it was not a great broadcast by any means.
No, it wasn't. No.
It was an attempt to try something, and it didn't work.
Hey, let's all drop it.
See, Rob loves those shows, and I can be mean to Rob because I see Rob every day, and he's like a brother. So we fight like brothers on this show.
Yeah.
So I don't. No apology to Rob whatsoever on anything
ever,
either in the past or in the future. I'm not going to do that. How are you, Steve?
Okay, now when is Rob going to apologize for playing gangster rap on the show?
Wow, they're still on that.
Wow.
Now, where is
the, part of the thing from the Academy Award?
Where is the apology to me, Mike?
The apology to you was, I mean, I've never, yeah, mean?
What did Mike do?
Yeah. What did I do?
Listen, having a conversation with Kathy Pfeiffer is good for the soul. There is not a kinder or more pleasant person on the planet.
Yes.
Now, Tommy Lang, what do I pride myself in?
Your kindness and...
And pleasant.
Yes,
you're pleasant. I am, if nothing else, I am pleasant.
And your cartoon voice.
One of the most pleasant people I know, Steve.
You're way up there.
Yeah, top five.
Yeah, absolutely. You're definitely in the top five. You are so pleasant.
Steve, we were having a conversation here about your old school photos when you were a DJJAY.
Yeah, you apparently have uploaded a lot of tintypes this week, Steve.
I felt it necessary to call you because there is a photograph on Facebook that I saw on my news feed today from 1970, and I simply want to say, Steve Bridges, how are you, Stud Muffin?
I was playing a better boogie mix back then.
And you still are.
Steve, I know you're a married man, with all due respect to your wife. How much pipe did you lay?
Oh, wow.
That was happening. I was absolutely happening, and that's like the, they took that picture, and I just... had gone out on my first date with now my wife.
Oh, hey now.
Right when that picture was taken.
I will
That's
say,
right, and then you had to get married.
You know, you know, Steve, it's all about the good and the bad on this show. It's all about the yin yang and all that. But I will tell you, there is no better example, that photograph from 1970, no better example of what a good looking man you were. And you are no better, you're a great example today of what time can do.
It's true.
Didn't end up well.
Well, what's happening?
Really,
it's our end.
Is that our end? It's
like
breaking up a little
bit.
It's
better now. It's better now. Yeah, it's better now.
Very, very good.
Nothing's working out here today.
Is that the
their end? It was on not the Mike O'Mara studio.
In 1970, Steve, was that the same nose that you have today?
What are you talking about? You come to my radio station, you start playing gangster rap, you're popping caps, busting caps in people's ass. What are you talking about? We did just get a malt liquor contract, though.
That's
right. Yeah, thank you very much.
You should see me today. Steve, you should see me today. I got the apple bottom jeans and the boots with the fur.
Because I just listened to that exchange.
2005.
I have a request to make.
Jesus.
I have a request. That'll be on our page.
Yeah.
The picture of Steve Bridges with his sexy eyebrows will be on on our webpage today.
It looks like, looks like Davy Jones.
You will see the photo we're referring to. And Rob, this is up to you.
Okay.
I want a clean tape recording of Steve Bridges for this show saying, bust a cap in his ass.
Oh, you got it.
All right, please.
We shall do it.
Because that Midwestern comes screaming through.
I didn't notice it.
It's fantastic. Boys, how is everything in Iowa? We don't get a chance to chat very often on this show.
The weather's been ridiculous. It's been like
70s and 80s for 2 weeks.
Yeah, yes. And now we've got thunderstorms this week and temperatures around 80 degrees.
Similar
it's
here.
It's been ridiculous.
Well, Jesus, I wasn't asking for a forecast. I just wanted to say, how are you out there? The Hawkeyes, aren't the Hawkeyes?
Saturday, it's going to be sunny skies, and we've got a chance of early morning showers. 67.
Go ahead.
Was that weather courtesy of what?
KCJJ radio auction on Friday, Steve.
You know, there's big savings on the next KCJJ radio auction.
Go ahead.
The average price paid only 44% of the retail. Yeah,
right. Plug away. When's that happening for all your listeners
on
KCJJ?
Friday morning at 6.
Ooh,
yes.
Huge bargains. Yeah.
Now, somebody that listens to us online, Steve, how would they go about getting a taste of that auction? If there are listeners from around the country that are listening to me right now, how would they get involved with it?
The water heater.
Yeah, we have a water heater.
Jeff Wade will drive to your home.
Hawkeye Sewer Grade will go anywhere in the continental U.S. and Canada. Yeah. For free.
Rob is writing a card for me. Let me read what he wrote down. He's handing me the card right now. It says, harebrained get-rich-quick scheme.
This is another one of Steve's harebrained get-rich-quick schemes where you can save a bundle, you listen a little, and you save a lot.
Yes, and I'm now trying to be a true broadcaster as I bring everybody in this room. I was trying to get a gratuitous plug for their auction on how does one go about out in the
what's
internet?
The website?
Yes, and what's the website?
And how's the weather?
Rob, shut up. I'm trying to get the goddamn plug on.
You guys got cherry blossoms out there?
What's the cap Forget in your ass?
Boys, good luck with everything. We are going to move on. We love Steve. We love Tommy. And listen to KCJJ. Hi to everybody out in Iowa. And we'll be listening to them in the afternoon and in the morning because we're on that little radio station out there that is the most powerful flamethrower in Iowa City, Coralville.
God bless you.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
That's all I can tell.
How many illegitimate kids do you think Steve Bridges has?
All I know is that picture from 1970.
That's good.
All of
if
them.
You walked in right now, I'd try to have a kid with him. Yeah. All right. That's it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Cannon. I swear to God, if there were prizes handed out for inside jokes, you'd be living in a mansion somewhere. Rob Spiewak, unbelievable. Hey, our second segment is brought to you by Wait Not, everybody.
Right.
And I love the letters that we get about Wait Not.
We get great
tons
ones.
Of them, and this is fantastic. This one comes with photographic evidence.
Yeah.
We're talking about Wait Not, 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486, or waitnot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. I'm laughing just about canon. That's
of course.
Stop it, Mike. Stop. Move forward. Don't go backwards.
Someone's in on the inside joke, apparently.
Mr. Mike O'Mara. This comes from Rob McCutcheon. He writes, gentlemen, just finished my second round of Wait Not, and I'm in awe of the program. I'll let the numbers speak for themselves. In 8 months, I've lost, RJ, get ready to be blown out of the water here.
Yeah.
I've lost 137 pounds.
Whoa. In how long?
Oh, my God.
From 360 down to 223.
That's insane.
And taken 18 inches off my waist.
18 off the waist.
Wow. You know, we're in territory here, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, we talk about it a lot, but I'm so proud to be associated with these guys. 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486, or waitnot.com. The only word that describes the Wait Not program is miraculous. I was never hungry and was motivated to stick with the program because of how quickly I was losing the weight. Thank you for introducing me to Wait Not and giving me my life back. And I'm going to look at this guy.
Some color photos we've attached before
I'm
and after.
I'm showing the guys in the room. We've got the before.
With clothing.
And we've got the after right here.
Wow.
You got to see this up close to believe it.
137 pounds.
Trade-tonable.
Get involved in it today. Okay, it's unbelievable results you can believe in. The Wait Not program, and we thank them for their support. Okay.
Attaboy, Jeff. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. Thanks, McCutcheon.
Good work.
Got a new theory. I am never going to talk about teams that I love online again.
Right. Online or on there?
On I probably have to do it on the. I have to have some.
Cool. And yeah, you need an outlet.
And besides, our on air is online.
I believe that when I talk about
Double Jeopardy,
yeah, that's true.
That's right.
But I'm talking about let's say Facebook.
Okay, there you go.
Social networking.
Yeah, the other night, the Capitals come into town. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting there going, I'm feeling great about this team.
Can't wait.
I think this is going to be a different team. Type. And they S the bet. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, last night I'm tempted to do it, but I'm like, no. I'm not going to do anything. And they go into Detroit, Hockey Town, USA.
That's right.
And they blow the Detroit Red Wings out of the
water. They're the talk of Motor City.
Your posts are a jinx, then.
That's it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it anymore. That's a simple factoid
it's
that I want to do.
It's the Fabu jinx.
The what?
The Fabu. Facebook.
Another thing in this, I hate to go down this road, but the fact is I got to talk about it. Been sort of putting it down at the bottom of my little worksheet every single morning.
Sometimes we don't get to item number 8.
Time to face it, is it?
Rob's gonna recognize a name I'm going to mention here from our past of a TV broadcaster, and his name is Ed Turney. Ed's no longer with us.
Turney's World.
Sadly. Turney's World. Yeah. I think he passed a long time ago.
I think he has passed. And you know what? He had a great reputation in this town.
And I will tell you that I've always thought about people of Irish persuasion. I've always said skin is an issue. One of the things that Irish people don't have, in my humble opinion, if you're really, really Irish, you don't have resilient skin.
And you know, too.
And I'm starting
to
become aware of my hands that are
your talents.
And I just don't know if there's a way to address this. But like, if you'll notice, I'm going to put it this close up to the camera here.
What's happening?
I have an aging. Age spot on my hand. I have, I don't need blue.
Now, how does this relate, for those who are not in the know, to Ed Turner?
There it is. There's a good shot. Don't put the goddamn arrow on it
they
there, RJ.
They can't see
they
that,
can't see
Mike.
That.
Come on. RJ just for himself is using the cursor.
There it is right there.
Well, Mike, you know,
and
you
I'm
actually...
Like, and my greatest fear of aging, I don't care about gray beards, mm-hmm. although I will be coloring my beard for the state.
So you do care about
that.
I will be.
Forever.
I don't think it matters if you tell people you're doing
what
it.
Don't you
we're going to go, before the appearance then, Mike, I'll pick you up a bottle of Blackstone 44.
it's for his magic tricks.
No, I'm not going to go super dark with it, but I'm going to darken my beard because it makes my white gray beard makes my lips look blue. And it looks like I'm like on a cold day where I'm losing circulation.
The red wine makes your lips look blue.
Is that what it is?
I guess so.
What do you mean? The red wine? I'm not drinking red wine.
I know,
but I mean
that's you complain about your teeth when you drink the red wine. I think maybe that might be what makes your lips look blue.
Okay, whatever. but my greatest fear is
I'm not telling you not to drink. I'm saying switch to white wine.
Do you remember when Bill O'Reilly was in a fight with who the hell was he in a fight with? Whoever he
Ludacris?
Was in a fight with. No,
Ludacris.
Not Ludacris. It was somebody who called him blotchy.
Ooh.
Somebody called Bill O'Reilly blotchy without his makeup.
That's
and
why I got
that
the
is
loofah.
My greatest fear of aging
blotchy.
Is turning into a leopard.
Well,
is
you're
turning
gonna be fine
speckled.
You're not overly fair. There is my son Robert loves watching wrestling, and there is a wrestler you would love because he embodies everything that you love.
Right.
His name is Sheamus. He's an Irish wrestler.
Really?
Oh my God! I bet you love it too. Was he come out with a shillelagh and everything?
All but.
Did he
but
come out with like the top hat
but
and like
not,
in a,
but no,
in a,
he's
in a
really,
green vest?
He is so fair skinned. He looks ill.
Really?
But you compared to Sheamus, you are a lovely chocolatey color.
52.
Yeah.
52. I'm already starting to get speckled.
Is it raised or is it?
No, it's not flat. Raised. It's not like a blemish. It's my skin.
Is it a cancer?
It's an age. It's
sorry.
A, what? Now, what are you doing
an
over
spot
there?
There?
I'm just looking
at
it.
I feel like that's a sunspot.
You got one too?
Well, it kind of go hand in hand.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
How about you put some sunblock on?
I don't think it's anything to worry about.
My God. Look at these useless hooks.
They make
that I can't.
They make a bleach for that.
Yeah, you can get them bleached out.
Oh, didn't
they
Michael
make a
Jackson
bleach?
Try to use that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Michael Jackson didn't need to
go
use
to your
that.
Dermatologist.
Will that permanently discolor my skin, though?
No, it'll be like multiple treatments.
It just
slowly it'll fade it
just
away.
Like
your,
the spot.
Just like your anal bleach.
Out damn spot.
Anal bleach.
If it makes
it'll
you feel any better.
Too.
Sounds like fun.
If, this
sandpaper.
This is embarrassing,
Mike.
But who cares?
Sandpaper.
My sister at the wedding, she's, I think, 40... She might be 41 now.
Uh-huh. 41.
Yeah, and I went up to her at the
or
wedding.
As you like to call elderly.
No.
Hey, that's, you know what? That's my age.
It's when a woman reaches her sexual
youngie
peak.
Youngie McYoungyoung.
So I went up to her, and under her widow's peak, she had something. I said, and I took my finger, and I licked it because I thought she had something on her forehead.
This is the worst porn ever.
And I was wiping the smudge, and she's like, it's an age spot.
Ooh.
Thanks.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, it can happen at any age. Just want to let you know.
I
said you want to bleach that out. It looks dirty.
I hate the.
Hold on a second.
I hear CB interference. Somebody has a loose cable.
Are we breaking up?
Yep.
What the hell was that?
Bad cable to Mike 8.
It's Mark. Mike 8. Mark is always breaking his microphone
apart.
No, it's not Mark.
Did you just unmute?
I did. It's
there.
It's 8.
Well, turn me off.
Mute again. All right.
Why did you turn it back on after you figured out the problem?
I wanted to see if after he readjusted if a loose wire was.
Well, this isn't that's practice, probably Rob. This is the real show.
I know.
Cable.
You know,
I mean, we don't.
It probably just went out during the show. That's it.
Probably did. That's the way it goes. It was. You know what? It was the KCJJ factor.
Oh, it was.
Their cable went out too.
God, I hate that place.
That's what it was. That's why you love that place.
I know.
The blemishes come at any age.
Well,
I actually, if you look very closely, I have one right here.
Really?
Oh, God, that's gorgeous.
I have a little guy.
Oscar.
Trying to make him feel better.
I am not
a beauty mark.
I am not somebody who really sweats it that much, but this is something that I've been looking at this thing and I've been going, hey, look at old hands. It's Mr. Old Hands.
Do you think that a doctor should look at it?
No, I don't think so.
I know a guy.
A scraping.
Well, wait a minute. All right, another plate.
Yeah.
I'm putting another plate on your table.
You're not doing anything.
When's Dr. Friedman coming back on the show? No?
I don't know.
You don't think so?
Business is so well.
What's that?
Business might not be going so well.
Well, he's a guarantee to come back now.
Yeah.
That's terrific. Well,
that's a rumor on the street.
Be a reason for him.
Rumor on the street.
Go get another one. Anyway, that's it. You know, yeah, get somebody else that's in there. Have you now?
Shoot a little lower.
You're the elder statesman on this
right,
show,
right?
And you're the I swear to God, we look up vanity in the dictionary. Yeah. They use both.
It looks great.
My picture.
Do you do anything for your age?
No, I don't.
You don't have a dispenser in your shower that's for your hand.
I have 6 or 7, but not one for that. I have one age spot here, but it doesn't bother me. I'm kind of okay with it.
I think you should also think about wearing sunblock when you ride your motorcycle.
Well, I put a sunblock on when I'm out there on a real hot day.
Yeah, but you should do it all the time.
And I wear gloves when I'm riding the motorcycle, so it's not going to affect my
hands. When we're at the State Theater, will you also be wearing gloves?
White.
Yes, like formal.
White gloves.
Like Bugs Bunny gloves.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up because we don't say it enough, but I love the idea that lady wrote the letter and that we're going to have to, I'll wear white gloves for you, douche. I'll be doing that. That's exactly what I will do.
Hello!
Well, so it's, anyway, let me show it to people again.
Magic.
There it is.
That's right.
There it is.
Right, you know, it's not that bad. I wouldn't have noticed it.
It looks like the Horn of Africa.
Outbound spot.
It's a thing of mine. I think
when you tan, it won't show.
In my big Irish family, I grew up around a lot of old aunts, and I remembered looking at their hands.
Yes.
And I remember their hands were the first thing to go. And I want to save my hands if possible.
Your beautiful hands.
I want to save these because I have
these hands.
My extremities are some of the best parts of my body.
Your feet are model quality.
Your feet are nice.
Yeah, I could be. You know, for a while there, I thought I could be a hand and foot model.
Well, the problem, I think your hands are slightly undersized.
What do you mean?
They are.
They're a little small.
Yeah, the carny hands.
What do you mean? What do you mean undersized?
Smell like cabbage.
What the?
What do you mean
undersized?
For the size of your palm, your fingers need to be longer and more slender.
I think they're a little short.
Yeah.
My fingers are not like my hand overall.
I'm just telling you what the agent was.
I'm an extra large glove.
No, they're like
never
little
play the piano again.
That's not true. I'm a large glove.
Yeah.
Maybe I do have little hands.
You
have little hands.
I do have little
You
hands.
Have chick hands.
Now, this
I do.
Is
Oscar
a hand.
Has chick hands.
This is a hand.
Well, you're just, you, everything, is, you know, I've never seen, thank
almost
God.
Do you know everything, Mike? Wait a minute.
Everything on me is great.
Everything.
Great.
You have large hands because you're tall. That's the reason.
You're fairly tall.
I'm 5'11 and a half. What are you doing to me here? What are you doing?
I'm just saying, you want if you think you're going to go out and get hand modeling work, I want to save you the trip.
You think that?
But your feet are great.
What? Because do you think my fingers are short?
They're shorter than.
They're not short
the
like
ideal.
Stubby. They're not sausages.
No, not at all.
But if you're talking perfection, which is what you have to be a hand model, your fingers need to be a little bit longer.
I will give up on the hand modeling, but you will
your
agree.
Feet, can your we
feet? I'm not
feet.
Taking the feet out.
I've smelled your.
I had an accident earlier.
That affected your feet?
Well, the feet are not pristine right now because getting up in the morning.
Did you step in something?
Well, it's related to that.
Did you
kick a dog?
I was getting up in the morning. It was the weekend. No. Carla had. Where was Carla? I'm not sure where it was.
Far away, hopefully.
I was where I am
quite often when we have earthquakes and stuff. I was on the can.
Yes.
And
it seems like every time we've had an earthquake recently, you've been in the bathroom.
Coincidence? DirecTV calls like every morning at 8 o'clock.
Do you get it? Is it area code 269 DirecTV?
No.
Okay, because I get a call from them every night.
They never call me.
So the second call, I thought it was Carla.
Right.
And I know we had something important that she wanted, I know, and she was going to call me back. And I was in mid, I mean, really, like, I had to take the call. Yeah. So I jumped up in mid-poo. In my urgency, I slammed my baby toe into the door jamb as I was going out there.
That kind of accident.
We're talking a gusher. We're talking blood.
Oh, blood. Oh.
We're talking blood.
Did that cause you to completely evacuate?
No, I actually maintained, you know, and I actually kept my cleft in a state of relaxation.
Did the train go back at the roundhouse?
I was in mid. There was how do I put this delicately?
Yes.
Hold on. Will you behave yourself? What, you decided to wake up or something? Go back to sleep.
He's having a great time.
The fact is, I had to do kind of a modified crab walk to the phone.
Yeah, like in crab soccer.
We have got to install cameras.
I've slammed my foot into the door jamb. I'm
so
pissed.
You didn't actually slam the door. You jammed your toe.
I jammed my pinky toe into the door, and I am pissed. And then I see the 877, I'm like, F you, and right. I had to resist the urge to throw the phone against the wall.
Like Sarah
Palin.
That's
how pissed. Exactly. Smash it. I had to almost smash it. Went back, crab walked, had the presence of mind to crab walk back to the toilet, finished that business as my pinky is bleeding profusely.
Were you able to put some pressure on it or anything?
I don't know what this has to do
with
that.
Does the bathroom look like Psycho right now?
It did not. No. But there was enough blood where I stained my shower mat.
I thought your polar bear rug got stained.
Blood. Thank you. All right. F you all.
His leopard
all
right,
thank you. Glad you didn't get any blood on the tiger skin on Oscar's wall.
All right, thank you.
I'm bringing it in.
Real quick, and we don't have time to do this, but I wrote it down today. And no, we'll deal with it tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
I think it's got okay. It's the story of this young man that was shot down in Sanford, Florida.
Yeah.
And I feel for the situation. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But at the same time, it speaks to how the media is presenting this. Mm-hmm. And when I say that, it's like, it's a tragedy. We're talking about the story of this kid.
Teenager.
Watch
Trayvon Martin, I believe his name was shot by a neighborhood watch guy who was carrying a gun, and they had a scuffle, and there's outcry about reopening the investigation because they've kind of let this guy off the hook. At the same time, and I don't want, and believe me, this is not, I don't want to sound racist, and I hope nobody accuses me of that. But at the same time, it seems to me that the media is presenting this story in kind of, I don't believe that that this kid necessarily was in that neighborhood to commit any kind of crime, and I think it's a tragedy, and this guy that shot him used deadly force when there was no
reason
to do that.
Certainly bad judgment.
At the same time, I don't know, you know, all the circumstances, and I think you're getting kind of a one-way view of this, and I just wish the media occasionally could offer more balance with the way it's presented.
The media
you're looking
could,
at pictures of this,
it's
and they
easier to present it in the more sensational way because they have the 911 call.
Well, what I wrote
they
down,
have all that stuff.
In parentheses, I wrote, media loves racial tension.
Oh, they do.
They love it more than anything else.
For lack of a better word, it's sexy to them. That is a sexy story.
Because this goes beyond, whenever these stories come to pass and they are exploited like this, I really think it really damages any progress, you know, and I think that it's horrible. Yeah, we all know there are racists out there.
Sure.
I mean, you know that that's it. I mean, but, it, you know, when you ramp up a story like this without all of the facts, and that's the bottom line, because, you know, it just frustrates me the way it's portrayed.
Well, the real evil at play here, I think, is not that they don't have the facts. I bet they could get the facts easily. They just choose not to include them because it weakens it.
I don't agree with that on any level.
I think that you've got pictures of this 17-year-old when he was 11. And those are the pictures they show. They don't show any, you know, the pictures I'm looking at was a child's,
picture. He had Skittles in his hand. And for an untrained guy to shoot him because Florida has a shoot anybody law.
You are immediately jumping on this is why. You're
judge, jury, and executioner for this guy.
I think it should be looked into is what I'm saying. I think there's enough evidence here to look into.
You know, we ramp
up, and I think that's what the media
we ramp up the divisions because of the way we hype certain stories. I think, yes, it should be looked into.
I think the media...
But I feel as strongly on a certain at certain times, I feel as strongly of... you know, that this should be looked into if the police really said, hey, you're a neighborhood watch guy, you're okay, you shot a kid, no problem. I think that's a crime.
Yes.
As much as it is to say, okay, the kid had Skittles in his pocket, you know, send this guy to prison for life without all of the facts.
They're saying investigate this. You know, that's all they're saying.
We don't even know. And that's the thing. But it seems to me when I watch a news story about it, it's the other way. It's as bad to me to immediately just decide this case.
I don't think it's been decided. I think I think they're saying let's look into it more. I don't think the media is eager to ramp up racial tension. I think the media is eager to call out racism if in fact it exists here.
You know what? I don't agree with that.
Let's talk about it in depth tomorrow.
And you know what? I'd be curious we'll get back to see
because this is an ongoing story.
And you know there will be more coverage on the evening news tonight and the good morning shows tomorrow. Let's see what angle they take and how it develops over 24 hours.
I don't know why I reacted this way, but we'll touch on this tomorrow.
Right.
And I urge everybody to take a look at it. Yeah. See the way they're covering this. Who knows? It might be gone in the next news cycle.
Right.
I saw the story last night, and then I went for a run. And I went for a run last night around like 11:45 p.m.
I like it when you get totally exasperated with that.
He doesn't mind the la-las. You know that. That's funny.
Look at his face. He hates this.
I know.
Really doesn't care for
it. I went for a run almost at midnight last night. And I went in Georgetown, and I was running on the streets. And Georgetown's a really nice area in the D.C. area.
That's where you live.
And I had like a T-shirt on. I had shorts. But I had a beanie cap on, like a skull cap. And some people look some people in beanie caps look like Abercrombie models.
Right.
Others look like they're going to rape you. Right. I look like a rapist.
Yeah, but to be fair, to me, you look like you're going to rape an Abercrombie model.
But I am aware of that.
You went running at midnight?
Yes.
Jesus, that's dangerous.
I couldn't fall asleep and I had to go.
He goes out running.
But I will say that I had... I never had, with that beanie cap on,
right.
And I don't wear it usually because I know what I look like, especially at night.
So you think that if somebody was predisposed to, hey, there's been a rapist in the neighborhood, some vigilante could come up to you.
So even though I look like I'm running.
Glover Park Bolivian rapist.
I had no more than 4 police officers like turn around and roll by me.
Really?
As I'm running.
No less would make it a better story.
Because there's somebody running from a...
Well, I will say that I
just hit him.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I'm just saying, when I run without that cap on and I don't look a certain way, and that's why I want to dress tomorrow.
Right.
Then I feel like fine. There's no problem.
So you feel like you're profiled.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's true. I just think that.
Can you wear that hat to the State Theater?
We'll keep our eyes on this story. At the same time, I just sometimes think that they really tweak stuff.
I don't have a problem with it though. I'm not gonna because if. If you're in that neighborhood and you look like you're about to do something wrong, you may be about to do something wrong.
I guess here's my point. And this guy had a history. They also played calls where he made other calls with, hey, there's some people in the neighborhood.
The guy meaning
they're
the neighborhood watch guy.
The neighborhood watch guy that shot the kid. But at the same, with all of that said, I just sometimes think that we are so quick to formulate, he's guilty. He's the bad guy. You know, I don't think either one might be, and there might be a gray area, but we just love
There's also a place where if I was pulled over, or even if a neighborhood watch guy, I'm on Trayvon Austin's family side and the kid's
side, probably am as well.
But I will say that if there's somebody that stopped me within any of those neighborhoods and said, stop, I would fall to the ground right away and do whatever they wanted me to
do. Rodney King all over
because
again,
I just know that anything's possible. But I'm also 33 years old.
I'd love to know.
I'm not 17.
You're not 17. I'd love to know why there was a struggle. I'd like to know what was he, what was he doing in the neighborhood? I would like to know, first of all, there's no justification with this asshat with the gun.
No.
Right.
No,
at the end of the day, and really, I'd like to see jail time for this guy simply because of the facts as they were. Mm-hmm. That situation could have been avoided by that guy. At the same time, I want all the facts to come out.
Right.
You know, yeah. I don't like it. What I hate is when we go too far. You know, like obviously the police blowing this thing off, yes. if that's what happened, mm-hmm. that's ridiculous. That's bad. They shouldn't have done that. At the same time, going all the way over to this guy, you know, was out to kill a black person, that's going too far to the other side. And I think that.
So often the truth lies in the middle. Somewhere in the middle. But you know what? The middle is not fun to report.
That's why you're right.
Rob Spiewak and Buzz, listen to what he said. Right. The media. It ain't sexy.
Yeah.
The middle ain't sexy.
It's not a great story.
You know, but that's what we get on that. So we'll maybe touch on that and we'll see. Or maybe we won't. Sorry to get heavy on you. We'll take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Audio Vault with Mr. Rob Spiewak right after this. I like that. What's that, Rob?
They Might Be Giants. Istanbul, Constantinople. Now covering, I think, the four lads.
Very nice.
The original one.
Yeah. Time for Mr. Spiewak's Audio Vault, brought to you by Smart Smoke, the premium e-cigarette. Smart Smoke has the nicotine you crave without the tar, odor, secondhand smoke, or carcinogens. With same-day shipping and a money-back guarantee, Smart Smoke is the smarter alternative to tobacco, and it costs 80% less than traditional tobacco products. If you're a cigar lover, try the Belvedere, which lasts as long as 6 double Coronas. To see all the styles, flavors, and strengths, just click on the Smart Smoke ad on our website. Let's open up the Audio Vault for today, Tuesday, March 2012.
Mike, I want to tell you this. You've been through a lot today, what with stubbing your toe, but really with all the things that are going on, you're holding up rather well, knowing that we're only 10 days away from Joe Krebs's last day.
Oh, my God. Oh,
wow. Yeah.
You know,
what will we do?
A lot of people don't know this.
I apologize to Tommy Lang. I ain't going to apologize to Joe Krebs.
on our morning show, Mike and I both watch the Today Show, although we're closer to giving up than ever before.
Right.
The local cutaways at the top and bottom of the hours are hosted by a stain. And his name is Joe Krebs.
Right.
And he announced at the beginning of the month he's going to retire. So now the countdown has begun.
I really think, and there have been a lot of them, yes. but I think this man would be best described as the most mediocre broadcaster in the history of broadcasting.
Oh, he makes vanilla seem too vanilla.
And he talks like this all the time.
The word hack or hackneyed come to mind.
Well, what comes to mind is if you have 10 days to promote the fact that this man is finally getting off the airways,
yes.
what angle are you going to take on your Goodbye Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the most recent promo. I believe Wonderful. This one started airing today.
I won't miss going to bed at 7 o'clock. I want to be able to stay up in the evening. I have not seen primetime television in 18 years.
Stop it.
Right. Three, five.
Let's take the facts as they're laid out. I have not seen primetime television in 18 years.
Yeah.
You work in television. You never bought a VCR, you dipshit.
Or TiVo.
Right,
or TiVo.
Yeah.
So, you know, well, because I'm going to bed at 7, don't have time. You don't load up on.
Well, what they did, Mike, is they didn't cut out. They cut out the part of the part where he says, I've never been able to figure out my rabbit ears.
Yeah,
I just can't watch television.
Don't understand it, but this is the guy we're talking about.
Yeah. Yes.
He would sit there. I'm believing what he's saying.
Yeah.
Oh, I do too.
Yes. Yeah, someone would walk into the news studio at Channel 4 and say, well, Joe, there's this new product. It's called TiVo. Uh-huh. You can watch, load up on the weekend and watch all your primetime television from the week before. Uh-huh. Really? Mm. Well, never thought of it.
Do they sell it at the Best Buy?
I went over to Luskin's and they didn't have one.
Do you have the one where sunrise. He talks about the next guy that's coming on?
We've aired that before. I don't have it handy. It's Aaron Gilchrist.
This was the quote from Krebs when he was talking about his replacement.
Aaron, the
quote was, let me see, I'm paraphrasing here,
right.
So I might not get it exact, but it is something along the lines of he loves the news.
Yes. Uh-huh,
yes.
He wants to do the news.
Right.
He loves the morning news. He wants to do the morning news.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Brilliant quote, Joe.
There aren't kinder words than that.
Oh, terrific.
I was going to write more copy about so Aaron, kind. But it's 7 o'clock and time for bed.
I'm Joe Krebs.
I wonder what is this thing called Wheel of Fortune?
I get the impression watching this guy that you could walk up to him and say, yeah, not only is the house on fire, but the entire family is still in the house with the pets.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, well,
better get right over there.
He's got to be surprised Cheers isn't on anymore.
I'm going to ride a bicycle. Let's hear the promo again in full.
Here he is.
Hey, the great one, Jackie Gleason.
How you doing there?
Sunday nights on CBS. Crazy.
I won't miss going to bed at 7 o'clock. I want to be able to stay up in the evening. I have not seen primetime television in 18 years.
Brilliant. I have never had a vaccination.
I'm really not made of skin. I'm made of polymer.
Space-age polymer?
Space-age polymer.
I want to see what goes on after 6 o'clock in the evening on television.
You know what? I hate to say this, but...
I want to make love to a woman.
You know, he's going to walk downstairs, and Mrs. Krabs is going to be down there, you know. Well, I've slept all 18 years. Didn't know you were doing this downstairs.
I want to know my wife is so close to the mailman.
So Krabs.
Okay, Donald Trump.
Congratulations on your retirement, Joe.
Thank you very much. Best wishes. Lots of time on the bike.
Yes.
And primetime television.
Right.
I want to thank you for coming by This Week in America yesterday.
Okay.
That was fun, and we had some fun with Donald Trump.
Yes, we
so
did.
I researched some Donald Trump. You know, the O, what's Oprah's new network?
Own.
The O Channel.
Own.
Own. She laid off 30 employees, and one of the casualties was the Rosie O'Donnell show.
Really?
Too expensive.
And you know who issued a statement on it? Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump doesn't like Rosie O'Donnell.
They've had a feud for a long time.
So here's Donald Trump.
This is one of the few times I actually kind of like Donald.
Okay, so you will like this. And again, great vocabulary.
Well, I always knew that Oprah was smart. And frankly, that was just going to happen. I knew it immediately when they announced it. Rosie fails at everything. She had a variety show. It failed. I mean, I just don't understand. Now, somebody else, some moron, will come and hire her again to do something else, and that'll fail. At some point, let her rest. Let her go away. She'll never make it.
Let her go away. She is bad, not good.
Once again, the words. Yeah, if you want to get a real perspective on that, listen to This Week in America, because I really do. We really got to the heart of Trump and his vocabulary with that one.
We diced him up pretty good. You're not watching Celebrity Apprentice anymore because of the hunting,
right? We watched it up until Carla turned it off because she didn't like the Trump boys with the animals.
Adam got kicked off last week.
Adam Carolla. And Adam
took what did you think of that?
He wanted out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wanted
out.
He
talked about that on a show.
Oh, did he really?
He said after all the BS he went through, he said, F this. I'm not letting this man do me like this. I'm getting out of here.
Right. Wow. Good for him.
And it was amazing the way he stood up and said, I'm going down with the ship.
But I think that, Carla watched that and said to me, oh, that's a cop out. You know, and you commit to do that, and other people have quit. So it really, to me, is kind of a... cop out.
Yeah.
He got tired of the whole drill.
Well, the drama is, but
you sign up for it. You ought to. I think nobody likes a quitter.
Yeah, but when it was filmed and when
quitting
he talks about
bad.
It on the show, is that one of the producers of the show came because look, it's reality television,
right.
But they're going to help you along.
Right.
They said do a Steve Jobs keynote speech. The producers came and told him to do that. And he would have done something different if someone hadn't come and said a keynote speech.
I've been there.
Right.
So I think during the boardroom, he mentions within his show that he says, I said, what about your producers that told me to do this like this?
Right.
I was told to do this.
Right.
And they cut it out.
Of course.
But of course they did.
They did
because that's the world of reality television.
Where they cut out reality.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, I think it's one of the better reality shows out there. And it's tough, not to watch it, because just the way they do it. But it is... I think, haven't we gotten a little sophisticated enough with reality television where you really know when those fights are, especially the editing on that. I think on that show, Celebrity Apprentice, the editing on that show is more obvious than on
when
any of the other
shows. When you do a cutaway to a B-level celebrity, if you have a cutaway shot of, say, Clay Aiken rolling his eyes, you know that was probably filmed 16 hours later and it's covering
out of sequence.
It's like, for example, and here's what we're talking about. If you're not tracking with us, you will have someone say something along the lines of, I'd like to volunteer. And then they cut away to the aforementioned eye roll and everybody, and it looks like it's something bad.
But it never happened.
They bring in the music for it, and it's just BS.
It never happened.
Bum, bum. With that said, I'm intrigued. I still like it. I still like some of the shows.
Great moment. My favorite moment this week is they have Miss Universe Dayana Mendoza,
who is
gorgeous.
One of the greatest pieces of ass I've ever
and
seen.
And they were doing something with flowers, and they needed to buy peonies.
She's
you know
truly,
the flower of the peony?
Yes.
Watching that show, she may be one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen.
Wow.
Well, she can't say peony. Don't expect her to say peony. Okay. Here she is from The Celebrity Apprentice.
Tia, do you want penis, you said? Penis?
Do I want what?
Say it.
What type of flowers?
Are you? She said, do you want penis? Peonies.
How do you spell that?
P-E-O.
P-E-O.
N-I-E-S.
N-I-E-S.
What's your favorite flower that begins with P?
I love penises. Peonies.
Now,
well,
speaking
she
of...
canceled it on one of the televisions. Oh, I may have to find my way to another.
Wait, so you're denied. A little tired of that it. Reality show.
I think... like the older lady from South America as well. The I forgot. She's a model and an actress.
Is
I don't
it
know.
Evita?
I'm not sure. But
she had the first. She was the first project manager.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, she's you know, for a little longer in the tooth, but not also a hottie.
I think one of the problems with television now, there are no good sitcoms. One of the sitcoms that is apparently successful now is on CBS called Two Broke Girls.
Yeah. Carla loves it.
Someone made a fake promo for it that, if you really don't listen to carefully, sounds like it could be a real CBS promo.
Okay.
Except it's not.
Are you really stupid? Do you like Two and a Half Men, but find all the jokes just go right over your head?
What happened to you?
I was perched on a dresser and I fell on my penis.
Then you are gonna love Two Broke Girls because you're retarded. It's a comedic premise you've seen before and it's funny. It works. There are loads of laughs. I mean, just listen to the audio track. Everyone's laughing. That's how you know where the jokes are.
Tomorrow we can go into the city and get the rest of your stuff. Everything's locked up.
Aha, I'm laughing too. I can't believe it. It's not terrible at all. I mean, if you're so clever, then why don't you write a better sitcom then? Oh, I forgot. You're retarded.
That is good.
Oh, and I got to close you. I have one that I saved for you, Mike.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, right, we'll I think you'll appreciate this. You can buy this online. Now it's closed.
Uh-oh.
Open.
There we go.
George Takei has recorded two ringtones for your cell phone. You can buy these if you like, but I give them to you for free.
Okay.
Ringtone number one.
Yes. You are a douchebag.
But even better than that is ringtone number two.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
oh.
I like it. And that is your magic audio ball.
We will take a break and come back with Buzz and the news on the Mike O'Mara Show right after this, everybody. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Let's not waste any time. Get right to it. We're running super late today. Here he is, the man with the news, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by the Institute for Liberty's Fan Freedom Project. Your right to buy, sell, or give away tickets to concerts and sporting events is under attack. The big ticket companies are already putting these restrictions on tickets, which means they cannot even be given away. Protect your rights. Visit fanfreedom.org today. Fan Freedom is a partner of the Institute for Liberty and a proud sponsor of our upcoming stage show.
Very good.
Now, first, the stuff you really care about. Free apps are trying to kill your smartphone. PC Magazine reports that the free versions of apps can suck up 75% more battery life than the paid apps. Serving up all those advertisements uses a lot of processing power, and the paid versions with no ads do not.
So, you know, so it's burning up space?
Yeah, free apps, especially ones with ads.
They're running constantly.
And yes. They're constantly updating and constantly using resources.
See,
to
I was
produce
loading
those
some
ads
onto my iPad today, as a matter of fact.
I've got a bunch too that I think maybe after reading this I'll dump.
So the paid apps are better in that regard
because
they don't have
the ads, so they don't require the processor space.
All right,
and but it's just the data downloads.
It's so easy to settle down, install and load.
I know, and there are good free apps available, so you have to make the call. Sam Adams is the most liked beer in the country. A market research company called YouGov has just finished a nationwide survey. Sam Adams was tops, Budweiser was second, Bud Light was third, Heineken fourth, Corona fifth.
Wow.
Guinness, Dos Equis, Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Miller round out the top 10.
We are a nation that hates good beer.
You don't like Sam Adams?
I have a thing. Well, Sam Adams is good beer, but I'm against them because they sponsored that original thing of WNEW. Yeah.
Are you disappointed that your Beck's beer was not on that list?
I'm disappointed that I think the best domestic beer in the whole, well, of course, in the country is not on that, and that's Yingling. I think Yingling is the best go-to beer made in the country,
and once again,
should be in the top 10.
I had a Yingling. Have you had Yingling Black and Tan?
Yes. Delicious.
Phenomenal.
Have you
beer.
Had MGD 64?
Oh, my
Carla's
God,
favorite
no.
beer. It's like pretty drinking good. Water yeah. to me. Yeah. But
well, Beck's Light is also 64
well,
calories.
And it's not surprising that the most familiar names are the ones that win. The people go with what they know.
Well, mine is just out of brewing now because I like Winterbush.
Nice.
Step up to the
my.
Step up to the great taste of Winterbush.
Delicious.
Right. You know, if you summer. Really want to get right down to it, and you've so got some time, step up to the great flavor of Winterbush.
Mm-hmm. Is it a hoppy right beer?
It's a wonderful beer. Selma Hayek is the spokesmodel.
Oh yeah.
And speaking of likes, a new study by Western Illinois University finds that 800 Facebook friends.
That was a Bush joke.
Yeah. We had a few of those.
Thank you.
800.
Ooh, my.
Exactly, George.
Nice.
800 Bush. Facebook friends is the dividing line between being popular and being narcissistic.
Look at me! My.
Okay.
The study found, now we're in a different situation, I would like to think. Or,
well, of course we are.
Or maybe we're not.
We're not.
I was talking to somebody yesterday about the fact that I don't want to have that. I know we've got the fan page.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to have more
subscribers
people on my right. regular friend page.
Right. right.
I'd yeah. like to go to 20,000.
I wish they would let us do that.
I do too.
Why don't it's they let us do that?
Just easier.
You can.
With subscribers. Oh, people can subscribe to your page.
Money. Hi.
Hi, Mark.
Here I am. No, you can. I've even set it up already. We just haven't really publicized it. We can create fan pages for you, and you can use it.
No, he just said you weren't listening. He said that he doesn't want fan pages.
He wants
but,
the
but
regular
you can
page.
Use it. You can use it like your own page, especially now that Facebook has updated it where you can get private messages to that mm-hmm. fan page.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes,
I
so
stand
you can
corrected.
Use
He's
it
right.
As yourself. You just
I'm
have
ready to
it.
Make the change.
Yeah, but is it going to be... him with all his current friends and his
no,
fan
friends.
No,
he's going to have to redo it.
Right, so we can transition. We can just take some time to do it.
Yeah. All right, we'll have to talk about that.
Sounds okay. like work.
Mark. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
Western cool. Illinois University found that people with more than 800 Facebook friends showed stronger signs of self-absorption, vanity, superiority, self-importance, and aggressive responses
Look at
to negative posts.
I do a radio show. Anyway, I'm gonna get on Facebook and check out people's pages now
see
to
who?
See if they're over 800.
Yeah.
People.
Is there anything in the story about me, Buzz?
Yes,
I'm just
we're,
kidding.
We're getting to you.
Oh, incidentally, you know, I was giving Hank Reuter a hard yes. time about that, and I went on his page and I posted on there. I love Hank Reuter, yes. and I love Laura Reuter as well.
A lot of apologies,
and,
huh?
Yeah, well, you know, it's apology. It's apology Tuesday.
What did you write?
Who do you like better, not Hank or Tommy
it's,
Lang?
It's not what I wrote. I said on yesterday's show, you know, hey, the people that posted that thing about the Coney guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, you know, stop. I got 40 of them. I had to delete them all, Hank Reuter.
Stop.
And I just threw it, and he said he would, you know, I just want to say, I love you,
he
Hank.
Was singled out.
Yep, I love you very
much. Unfairly.
Thank you very much.
People with more than 800 Facebook friends were also more likely to change their profile pics on a regular basis. They also disclose more personal information than do people with fewer than 800.
Rob Spiewak.
There's so many great pictures of me, it's just hard to decide.
Yeah.
And a discouraging...
Nobody changes his profile picture more than Rob Spiewak.
Well, nobody drinks more than Rob. They're related.
A discouraging note about us, you know, Americans, people. A new survey shows that 17% of us would not leave a note if we ran into an unattended parked car. That's about 1 in 6 of us.
What about a leaf blower?
Just under... No, I fessed up to that.
Yeah, Buzz pissed off the guy that cuts my lawn today because he ran over his leaf blower and then gave him an attitude.
Perhaps he shouldn't have left it
in
the driveway.
I heard it when Buzz pulled up and the guy goes, "Ay, caramba!"
Not Buzz's fault.
And
no.
Just under half
Ever.
Of... That's right. Thank you for remembering that, Mike. And just under half of us would leave a note only if the damage looked serious, so about a third of us would leave a note for a ding. About a third of us wouldn't leave a note because we're so embarrassed. Another third of us wouldn't leave a note because we're worried about insurance rates.
I left a note that said, "Tough luck, buddy." Right.
Nice car. LOL.
Younger drivers are less likely to confess in writing than older drivers are.
You know what people do? And I just was got really pointed this out, like, I want to say 2 weeks ago, where you pretend to write a note. But you say, "Hey, I'm pretending to write a note because somebody's watching me. I'm so sorry for hitting your car."
You put a blank piece of paper on the car. Took care of it.
Yeah.
See y'all later.
Mainstream news. The lawyer for the soldier accused of that massacre in Afghanistan says his client mostly doesn't remember the event, but then John Henry Brown was saying that was likely the case before he even met with Army Staff Sergeant Robert Bales. Charges still being worked up against Bales, who's now in solitary at Fort Leavenworth. A limited capacity defense is more likely to help him avoid the death penalty than would be a defense based on post-traumatic stress disorder. When it's you against the TSA at the airport, the TSA always wins.
Right. And
my Uncle Bruce is in the TSA.
Is he really?
Yes. They seem to have lowered the bar.
Oh, well, hey.
But
kudos to Uncle Bruce.
Their home field advantage might change. There's a new proposal that would station an advocate for you at every airport to intervene in disputes between passengers and security.
I nominate Mark.
TSA has rejected the suggestion, so lawmakers are now looking at going around the TSA on this.
Oh, interesting.
And finally, men without pants continued. A man wearing nothing from the waist down except sheer pantyhose walked into a salon in Rochester the other day to ask for a Brazilian wax.
Ew.
Rochester.
Oh, that's gross.
This scene was made even less sexy by the fact that the man is 60, has a pot belly, and was wearing a baseball cap.
No. The hat is really, that's gross. Too much.
A man in Surprise, Arizona was surprised to find that a home invader had found his gun and had pointed it at him, found the homeowner's gun.
Right.
And pointed it, and he woke up and there's a guy with his gun. The man jumped out of bed, wrestled the intruder to the ground. The intruder was shirtless. The homeowner sleeps in the nude. And in Minnesota, two male firefighters leapt into action when they saw a truck burst into flames. They turned a hose on the truck as they stood there in their St. Patty's Day parade costumes, which in this case happened to be women's clothing, shoulderless evening gowns. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I love that story. That's cute. Happy St. Patty's Day. Brought to you today, our show is brought to you by Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. We told you all about that before.
Do it.
For your home and workplace, today, Amazon is offering a $10 gift card for just $5 through its daily deal website, Amazon Local. If you want to help the show more than anything else, go through MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. You do it that way. Doesn't cost you any more money, but it helps our show immeasurably.
We love it.
Number one. Have a great day. We'll be back with a brand new one tomorrow. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Been a long time gone, old Constantinople, still it's Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, not Constantinople. So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
Take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks.
Liked it better that way.
Take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
That was the four lads.